If you want to listen to real stories about today's most popular celebrities and influencers, I have your number one source, and it's our Hollywire podcast, Behind the Fame. What's going on, everyone? I'm Toni Morris, creator, host, and CEO of Hollywood's most talked about celebrity news outlet of all time, Hollywire. Hollywire's Behind the Fame podcast reveals juicy celebrity relationship stories, tips and advice on how to be a true influencer in the positives and negatives of being in the limelight. I've interviewed stars like Post Malone, Billie Eilish, and Ariana Grande before anyone else even knew who they were. My co-host, Jana Rosenberg, and I pride ourselves on knowing who the next big household name is before anyone else does. Once you listen to Behind the Fame, you'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll even feel like you're actually part of the conversation. Hollywire Behind the Fame. Catch new episodes every week. Available anywhere you download your podcasts.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me on the show, FIFO 20.
2019
right now. He ain't with us
yet. Yeah, we got BZ430. What up, though?
We got Nikki Doucet from the No Disrespect Podcast.
What's going on?
And he had to come back for this one.
For sure.
We got the OG, the other OG, 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle Podcast.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
The Kyle Shanahan stand.
Man, it was one hell of a game. It was thoroughly enjoyable. I think we saw the best versions of both teams. And at the end of the day, somebody was going to blink. And there was a lot of blinking going on on one side that was under center. But nevertheless, we got a champion. Patrick Mahomes is now a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP. Andy Reid got his first ring. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan got everything he deserved after what he did to the Atlanta Falcons. I hope he never win a Super Bowl, ever.
Man, that sounds like some hate in your heart.
There is hate in my heart. Go that far with you. Yes, it is. It is. It's some hate in my heart. Yesterday was good and kicked off Black History Month. Mm-hmm. I will say this one final thing, then I'm going to turn it over to Nick. We had a pretty good conversation about why we're still watching the Super Bowl on Is the Mic Still On. I will upload that episode in its entirety on this feed. The one that's on Is the Mic Still On has been edited. But for those of you out there that's not familiar, go ahead and check it out. We had some really good conversations on
there. Yeah, just in general. It was good.
Let's go ahead and jump into the show.
First question that I have for y'all, whose coaching performance stood out the most? Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan?
I mean, of course, Kyle Shanahan, I think, stood out because of, like, here we go, going down this road again. Like, it's like we saw what he did in Super Bowl, was that 51?
51.
Yeah, 51 mm-hmm. with Atlanta against the Patriots. And now you see what happened with this game. Up by 10 with, like, what, 7 minutes to go?
Mm-hmm. It was like seven, eight.
Yeah, you already know you have a good running game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know you can run the ball, and you kind of shied away from it again. Like you had a chance to either that or did the Chiefs defense like stepped up like they should have? No. But I would say Kyle Shanahan coaching stood out this go around just because it's like we went down that same road again.
Mm-hmm. I think it was probably a little bit of both. Andy Reid, you know, he's one of the good guys in coaching. Mm-hmm. And so people were naturally happy to see him win. But he coached a great game. Both he and Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator.
Shout out to the brother.
Yeah. Super
Bowl champ.
Who should have had an NFL head coaching job by now.
Yes.
He will. He has to get one next
year. Oh, he will because he's the champion now. You know, so
the price go up.
Oh yeah, the price. Yeah.
Price gonna go up, baby.
Oh, that bag is. You know what I mean? Be lovely.
You talking about you gonna get a John Gruden?
but Bieniemy did a great job as far as you know, calling the game and everything like that. And I think what we saw was Andy Reid had that. He had them ready. Andy Reid was somebody you know from his history has been widely criticized for being conservative. Mm-hmm. We saw him go for it on fourth down twice last night. You know, and I thought that was huge. On the flip side, you know, Shanahan, you know, somebody told y'all this year, somebody who's on this podcast right now right. told y'all this year that Kyle Shanahan, in the big moments, he freezes up. This is not just what he did in Atlanta, but this has been his MO since he's been coaching. It's just who he is. Mm-hmm. When the game gets big, he gets smaller.
He ain't like his daddy, huh?
No. He pissed away that game. He was, and I'm sure we'll get into it, but he was very, you know, conservative and very, you know, he cost them the game, really, from a coaching standpoint. I mean, yeah, players got to play, but I thought both of them, you know, it was just a tale of two different coaches. Reed looked like the guy who had been there before. Mm-hmm. Shanahan didn't.
That's crazy because he has literally been there before recently, more recently than Reed. I mean, it's easy to say Kyle Shanahan, but I will say that Andy Reid, his coaching was very interesting to me. I felt like he basically was like, I feel like everybody put the most pressure on him, mm-hmm. but the way he coached, I feel like he had no pressure. Because some of those plays that he drew up, I felt like were like, we're just going for it. You know, obviously, Kyle, you talked about the 2 fourth down conversions. Mm-hmm. But even that 3rd and 15 where, you know, Mahomes is just chucking it up to Tyreek Hill and it worked. It was like, we going to die on this hill. Mm-hmm. Like, we came in the league doing this. We came in the playoffs doing this.
There's no time to change it up. No time.
We're not
going to
change it up.
Yeah.
And then and with that mindset of that coach, you look at the other coach and it's like, you completely changed your whole offense in one half mm-hmm. type shit. Because, mm-hmm. like, for the first half, you didn't trust your quarterback. Second half, you do trust him, but now it's damn near too late. But it shouldn't have been too late because you was up by 10, right. like within the fourth quarter.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, as much as – and we're going to get to Jimmy G, but as far as what this game was about, it was really about Kyle Shanahan getting his own way again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, scared money don't make none. You know, it was evident that, you know, not only – it was a couple of scenarios. The scenario, and we talked about it in the group chat during the game, that scenario at the end of the first half was crucial. For those of you who don't remember, it was they got a stop, meaning
the 49ers
got a stop. It was a minute 45 left on the clock. They still had 3 timeouts. So Kansas City's ready to punt the ball. And what you should do in that case, mm-hmm. call a timeout. You still got a minute 45. In fact, the cameras even flashed to John Lynch, the GM, saying call timeout.
They had 3 or had 1?
They had 3 timeouts. So in that case, in this instance, if you call timeout, you got 2 timeouts, mm-hmm. you have them punt the ball, you can still drive the, you know, drive the
Yeah, because they had 3 going into 2 in the Warner.
Exactly.
Both teams had 3 timeouts.
Both teams had 3, but they let them drain the clock, basically, and punt mm-hmm. the ball. So what that was telling me was that we don't trust Jimmy. And so they punt the ball. So Kansas City, 49ers get the ball back. It's, you know, 50-something seconds left.
Yeah.
They run a play, and then they didn't even huddle quickly.
Yep.
It looked like they were just going to be content with going into halftime tied 10-10. Of course, they get the pass to Kittle, and it was a pass interference, which clearly was offensive pass mm-hmm. interference because he pushed off.
Do you think they should have called that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was literally blatant push off.
But I mean, like, yeah. officiating has been the conversation. I know we always have the conversation.
It's not, I know where you're going. It's not consistent because the pass to Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, and the Vikings
games, mm-hmm. the Vikings right. Saints game, that was for offensive pass interference too. But so it hadn't been consistent. The officiating's been consistently inconsistent all year. So you get that scenario, and then they don't let Jimmy G go down the field. Because, again, it looks like he's scared of him making a mistake. Mm-hmm. And after the game, they asked him. I don't know if you guys heard the clip, but he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, Kyle Shanahan said, well, we had timeouts. They had 3 timeouts. We didn't want a situation where they would get the ball back and with that high-powered offense and still go down and score. Mm-hmm. But that didn't say anything
and
about your team.
Yeah, right. In layman's terms, like, I fuck with their quarterback more than I fuck with mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know he Pretty can do much. Some shit yeah. that mine's can't.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to give them the ball back with less than a minute with 3 timeouts. Mm-hmm. And so, but there's no other NFL coach in that scenario that will take that situation mm-hmm. and not call timeout. And not try to drive down the field.
Especially when you talk about, like, it was like, all right, what are we doing for the first couple of plays? Then you just throw a bomb to George Kittle. Granted, it was negated with the PI. Mm-hmm. But it was like, why would you throw a bomb with, like, what, 30 seconds left? Like, what was that for? Was that field goal? Right. But then you could have done that earlier. It
exactly.
was like you were in and out as far as what mm-hmm. you wanted.
Usually in that scenario, what you do is you come out, You got 55 seconds left. You run it. You either run a draw or a screenplay. You want to get something that'll give you chunk yards, and so that way you kind of determine whether or not you're going to proceed. If you come out in that first play and he gets sacked, you take your time. I mean, you let them take their timeouts, right, and then you run the ball, and then you go into the halftime. But again, he looked like he didn't trust his quarterback. So, you know, that was crucial. And then obviously in the fourth quarter was just, that was just awful.
It's horrible.
So when they were up, when the 49ers were up by 10, mm-hmm, did y'all think this is like, oh, this is like Chiefs again, you know, being down and they're going to come back again? Or were y'all actually like nervous about like, oh, this feels a little bit different?
No, because Kansas City, at least this version of the Chiefs in the play, particularly in the playoffs, kind of reminded me how we talk about like how Golden State was. Remember when Golden State, when they were the Warriors, if you will, they would go on these runs and you would be up, you know, 6 points. And then next thing you know, they run off 15 straight. Mm-hmm. Now you're down. So what happened was that all they needed was one play. And Mahomes, I think we saw Mahomes starting to get frustrated about not getting that one play. That bomb was the one play that they needed. After that, their offense changed and everything. And it was just like, oh, shit, here they come. Mm-hmm. And you could tell San Francisco was like, oh, shit, here they come. Yep. Yep. And Kansas City was like, here we come. And it was on from then. And it was just like that was the play that they needed. And Mahomes, I think, was pressing to get to that play. But once that play happened, everything changed. So I never felt like they were out of the game. I felt like they were always in it. But
I want to go back to a couple of things that you said. So we're kind of going back to the first question, the coaching. I want to say this about Kyle Shanahan, and I thought about this a lot last night.
Uh-oh.
First, I want to give props to Kyle, because I've been saying on the show, anytime we talk about, you know, him.
You talking about Shanahan or this Kyle?
Shanahan. 12 Kyle. I want to give props to 12 Kyle. He was the only one.
He was.
That yep. I've he seen was. That pointed that out. Yep. And I don't listen to all of the football podcasts, but I keep up with some of the main ones. The shows I primarily listen to is First Take or whatever. But he's the only analyst. I listen to MMQB. The only person that has pointed that out. Ever since he pointed that out, I have made note to observe it. Last night, I kept referencing you whenever it came up. So I want to make sure you always got your props on that.
Appreciate it, man.
So that's number one. He was spot on about it. Mm-hmm. And
he was.
He never let you down. No,
he was.
So what I thought about was Kyle Shanahan has an ego. Mm-hmm. This man is very arrogant, and he thinks he's better than everybody else. He wants to outsmart everybody else. And I came to this conclusion by his responses to the Super Bowl that he lost in Atlanta and how he performed in this Super Bowl, because we all know how they were going to win this game. Mm-hmm. Defense running the ball. It's no crime. You think Trent Dilfer is mad?
Right.
Any of the coaches that got these Super Bowls that are upset about that?
Right, right.
Kyle Shanahan heard all of the noise about, do you trust your quarterback? Do you trust Jimmy G? And
look how many times he threw the ball.
Right. Look at how many times, like, anybody with any common sense would say, if it's working, we're going to keep going. Yeah,
right.
He came in with this different script trying to show that I trust Jimmy G, except when it mattered at halftime, and we're going to win throwing the ball. When Frank Clark said after the game,
yep, I saw
he
that.
Said that running offense was complex. We had trouble stopping it. Tyrone Mathieu said, we were glad they were throwing the ball. Right. He said it. He said we wanted the ball in Jimmy G's hand. Yep. Anybody with any common sense would want that. In part because he's just not there yet, right? He is, and we'll get to him, and I figured out exactly who he is.
As far as a comparison?
I got the perfect comp. So we'll get to him in a second. But Kyle Shanahan, when he didn't call a timeout, I said, this man is scared. Mm-hmm. He had a mixture of fear and arrogance in trying to throw to win the game, which is exactly what he did in Atlanta with a better quarterback, and he still lost. This thing is entirely on him. He blew this Super Bowl. There was no way in hell they were supposed to lose this game. I don't care who was on the center.
How can you say with that conviction as much as far as this Super Bowl compared to the one in Atlanta with, you know, against the Pats? Because, like, that lead was so much bigger than this one. And even still then to the final minutes. Like, at least that one came down to the final minutes. This was kind of over once, you know. It was at least, what, 3-4 minutes on the clock left?
What, in this game here?
Yeah, before it, like, really got out of hand.
They had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. They had a 10-point lead with, I think, like 6 minutes to go.
They almost could have, like, when he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders. Right.
But keep in mind, Kansas City ran off 21 unanswered points over 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. That's unheard of in an NFL game, and let alone a Super Bowl.
And the last time it happened was his Super Bowl that he coached.
Right. But even in that, the Patriots got their points in bits and pieces. It wasn't like, I mean, like, this was an avalanche.
Yes.
I think what you want to do, if you get a chance, go back and watch the game. This was an avalanche. Like, this isn't really, I guess the best way I can kind of describe it is it's almost like in being an NBA game and you're down by 25 with 5 minutes to go. Conventional wisdom tells you that you're going to win that game. All you got to do is just run it out. That's it. But, I mean, like, when he got to the point, to Ken's point, they got the ball after the touchdown, and San Francisco's driving. They go, it's first down. They get 5 yards on first down. Now, keep in mind, they averaged 6.4 yards per rush last night. 6.4 yards. So
two rushes is the first down.
It's second and five. Second and five is a play caller's dream because the playbook is open. You can pretty much call anything you want. They call a pass. Pass gets batted down at the line of scrimmage. They call the next pass. Garoppolo gets blown up when he throws the ball. He throws the ball in the flat to somebody.
When he should have threw it to Kittle coming across.
And Kittle was wide open. Mm-hmm. The play was actually designed for Kittle.
Yeah.
So because the receiver clears it out for him. And so you throw two pass plays, and not only are they incomplete, but the clock stops.
Mm-hmm.
So now Mahomes has even – and now the momentum is back on their side. They just scored. Now we're about to come down and score again. Yeah, they're feeling good. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
But Kyle Shanahan clearly blew it. And he put the game in the hands of a quarterback that in the first half he didn't believe in, and now he's trying to –
So does this one look worse than the last one?
It looks much worse.
Because he's the coach now.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, he went through that, so you shouldn't make this kind of mistake again.
Right.
There's no way that Mike Tomlin or any other black head coach would have survived this. Mm-hmm. They would have gotten fired.
Think about when we talk about that 28-3 Patriots win. Do we talk about Dan Quinn?
No.
Nope.
Who do we talk? We talk about Kyle Shanahan
because he was the offensive coordinator,
and we shouldn't really be talking about him. But he's the one. It's funny how these
he made
work.
All the calls.
He wasn't the coach.
Yeah, his fingerprints was all over that.
Yeah, he made the calls. The Falcons did something similar. Julio Jones had a circus catch on the sidelines. They ran the ball on first down. It was like second and seven or something like that. He calls for a pass. I mean, they're in field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
He calls for a pass play. Now, if I'm Matt Ryan, I'm saying, we're running the ball.
Yeah.
And then Matt Ryan shouldn't ever take a sack, but he took a sack. Then they had a fumble. I mean, I'm sorry, a penalty, a holding call. And by then, it was lemon booty.
So, and in this one, think about what happened. Lemon booty. Patrick Mahomes threw a second interception.
Yeah.
It was 2010. He just threw the interception. They ran down the field acting like goddamn fools. You know, but they got the interception. At that point, when I was in there, I was like, God dang. This man about to lose the Super Bowl, Andy Reid. I was starting to feel bad for the brother. And I'm like, because Kyle Shanahan is going to do what he did against Minnesota and Green Bay. He's just going to run the ball. And this man came out. I think the stat is that out of 12 plays, they threw the ball. I think he ran it 3 times and threw it 12 or something like
that. Yeah, it's crazy.
It was ass backwards.
He had Jimmy Garoppolo in the fourth quarter was 3-for-11. For 36 yards with one interception.
Let's talk about Jimmy G.
Let's do it.
What did this game tell you about Jimmy G and the future of the 49ers?
I think the future is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I think the future is fine. But, and I wish FIFO was here because we got to revisit Kyle Shanahan. But he is Kirk Cousins. He is Kirk Cousins coming off of an injury. He got a full season on his belt. It's up to him to improving it better. It's up to him. But the reason why I say he's Kirk Cousins, you remember in that game Kirk Cousins was playing, a defender came in his face and he closed his eyes and threw the ball.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
Jimmy did that two or three times last night. And in the fourth quarter, the reason why he was so bad, because in the fourth quarter, once that game got within reach, who's the Spags, right?
Yes,
the guy you rave about?
Yeah, he's Spagnuolo.
He brought pressure.
He blitzed. That's his favorite thing. His favorite thing is to bring them boys.
He didn't bring pressure the first three quarters. Mm-mm. But once that game got within reach, he brought pressure, and Jimmy couldn't handle it. A lot of quarterbacks can't handle that type of pressure. Pat Mahomes struggled with it. Patrick played like shit, if we're real about it.
Yeah, up until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and Kyle Shanahan opened the door for him. Mm-hmm. And he did what he has another level. He did what great players do. He elevated his game in the moments that are most important.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What?
No, go ahead.
You was mentioning Mahomes, how he had a bad game. I don't think he should have been the MVP.
I was going to say that. I think Damian Williams.
Well, it normally goes to quarterbacks, but I think that throw, that pass to Hill changed everything.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a chicken and
egg. I want to go back to that pass, too.
Jimmy G.
Because, real quick, as an aside, that pass that is called Wasp.
I saw that.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes called that pass.
Yeah, he did.
Not Andy Reid. That was pass was like, let's run that same play instead of running into the safety like they did in the first half.
Come out.
Yep, they ran out.
Yeah, so. I think Andy Reid he put a lot of trust in Pat Mahomes, as we've seen throughout these last 2 years.
More than we know.
Yeah,
because
I know.
What I found, I listened to Peter King, and he did an interview with him, and he said that they spend time on the sideline talk. He said, that's why I sit over there and talk to him. What do you like? What do you don't like?
Mm-hmm.
They have that type of relationship. Jimmy G, if you put Kirk Cousins on that team.
It's the same result.
Maybe, or maybe they win it because he has. I'm gonna give as much as I criticize Kirk Cousins, he has way more experience than Jimmy G. He's played way in way more games. He's been in way more scenarios. Experience matters if you need it. If you don't have super elite talent, but I thought about that too because up until they started bringing pressure. I mean, the man was, 15 or 18?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His numbers look just like Patrick
good.
Mahomes.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like, Patrick Mahomes? Like, I was so afraid of what they were going to – they were going to dog Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
you got the same amount of passing numbers, if maybe less, than Jimmy G on this stage. What is that? But Jimmy doesn't have what Patrick has. And we all came into the season, we knew, we documented it. We said that this man is defense, running the ball. We wanted to see what he did against great teams. Mm-hmm. He went 5-3. Mm-hmm. He won in a couple of different ways. But what Kyle Shanahan did, he also ruined Jimmy G.
Mm-hmm.
Not exposing him, by not believing him. And 12 Kyle said this before. He said, football is all about timing and rhythm.
That's it.
In those two games, when you only throw the ball – that small number of times when you need to throw the ball and you don't have your rhythm, it's hard to get into it on such a big stage. So he should have found a way to find some type of balance instead of waiting to get into the Super Bowl to show everybody that we can throw the ball and win. So Jimmy G is a lower tier Kirk Cousins.
That's a horrible that's nothing good.
That's
what it is.
I just gave you the comp. We have a whole season
because I when they were up by 10, I was ready to be like, all right, damn, I got to go on this fucking podcast and give praise to Jimmy G.
No. You weren't gonna have to do that because Jimmy G wasn't doing shit to win the game.
Well, no, he was doing enough, but he was gonna be a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and he probably most likely was
along
gonna get
with
MVP.
Trent Dilfer and all these other guys.
But they didn't get MVP.
Game manager.
He was gonna most likely get MVP based off the numbers you were just saying.
Here's where Frank Clark said after the game. He said, quote, "You paying this guy $130 million, whatever he's getting paid, man. He's got to throw the ball. Obviously, he didn't do that. They threw for about 200 yards on checkdowns. That ain't enough to win a game against us." Close quote.
Now, the interesting thing about the checkdown, which Frank Clark is going to take his shot. I mean, Brady do that. Dak was known as Dak and Dunk.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it is. And while it's the truth, we've seen quarterbacks have success with it. I think it's just the type of quarterback you are. But nevertheless, you know, they did the one thing that everybody sitting at this table knew that they shouldn't do. And he threw the ball with Jimmy G.
Jimmy.
And the play calls were not even
good. Yeah.
Jimmy G was what I thought he was this whole time. He's a guy who He got the white man luck. He just rolled the train up to success. And he's an average quarterback at best, in my opinion.
He's a game manager.
He's a game manager at best. Because he was trying to throw that game away a lot, too. Mm-hmm. But when you mentioned the future of 49, the organization, like going forward, because that's where we're looking at right now for both sides.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like this conversation.
Yeah, me too.
I think the 49ers right now are a quarterback away from winning it all.
I do not.
And I think that's why they're going to be in the worst position over the next few years, because they're going to try to retool this offense around Jimmy again, because obviously he's still getting paid, like Frank Clark mentioned.
Sherman got to move to safety.
Sherman has to move.
He
got to
do what Charles Woodson did. Yeah.
They're going to try to tool this thing. Like, we can go. It's like we can, you know, run it right back. And it's because of that quarterback that they're not going to address. That's going to be the reason why they're not working.
Let me say this. I'll hand it right to you.
Okay.
This is why I wish FIFO was here. Kyle Shanahan is the reason why that's going to be the downfall. You should not have a GM in the box calling a timeout for you. Kyle Shanahan is going
to
be
shout out to John Lynch.
Because he could have won with Jimmy G. Could he have not won that game with Jimmy G?
Of course.
So you blew that. Kyle Shanahan is going to be the detriment of that team with his pomp and arrogance.
He's very, very arrogant, very smug.
I didn't know this. I haven't heard none of his post-game stuff.
And they asked him even during Super Bowl week about, you know, the collapse in the Super Bowl. He was real smug about it. He's like, yeah, well, you know, we had a couple of jokes about it. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Really?
Even last night.
Arrogant ass.
Even after the game last night, he was like, yeah, you know, we'll spend some time and we'll get over. You don't get over this.
Right.
And the reality is, to answer your question, it's going to be hard for them to retool this, because when you have so much money invested into your quarterback, you have other needs that you have to address. They, you know, in my opinion, they need another receiver. They need another receiver. Like, I agree with you. They got to put Sherman in safety.
Sherman got to wait. He's going to have to make that transition to safety.
Exactly.
At this point.
And then when you have guys like, and I don't know Quan Alexander's, you know, contract situation, but when you have guys like those guys on the defensive side that are going to have to get paid, you're not going to be able to afford them, because you're paying him $130 to $140 million. You know what I'm saying? So the money's going to shrink. And I think I said this in the group chat. This was a couple months ago. Even for Kansas City, the onus was going to be on very important for them to get this done, because if you're going to win in today's NFL, you need to win with your quarterback on his rookie deal.
Yeah.
Once he gets paid, the money is thinned out, so you can't spend a whole bunch of money in different places. So if Kansas City doesn't, I heard a couple of people throw around the word dynasty last night. I won't even go that far, because it's hard to.
It's based on the contract.
Yeah, it's based on the contract. You just won't have that money. So Pat Mahomes is going to get $40, $45 million contract.
Who knows if they get back up there again? You know how hard it is.
Well, that's what I mentioned that on a podcast.
Look at Carolina.
It's hard.
A year ago, about like, is this the new trend of like, let's draft a QB and build around him for the first 5 years?
You have to try to get
that's our Super Bowl window.
That's your window, because what happens is that once that quarterback signs that deal, There's not a lot of money to spread around.
It's going
to
be folks that's not going to get paid.
Exactly.
That's going to want to get paid. That's been playing up to par to get paid. And you can't pay them because you got the QB, got all the bread.
So what we saw as much as we hate them, what we saw with New England, I don't think we're going to see that again because of just the salary cap.
I'm not expecting six rings, but like, let's get to the question about Patty Mahomes and the future of the Chiefs. Like, this game showed me that he is – He's the face of the league.
He is.
He's the next Brady, whatever, the cream of the crop quarterback that everybody's going to be gunning for. And now, as far as the Chiefs, I think people want to say dynasty, but I think that's very early. And also with your point, Kyle, I think this is like maybe two more years, and that's about
it. Maybe not even that.
Exactly.
It's hard to repeat in the NFL. Yeah. It's hard to make the play. I mean,
right?
It was, I think, seven or eight teams this year that weren't playoff teams last year. So, you know, you look at a team like Kansas City, and to be honest, their season really started last year when they lost to New England.
Yeah.
So. They had something, and had
you never know. They might not make it to Super Bowl again.
They might not.
I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. He won one, and he hasn't even been back to Super Bowl.
Look at Russell Wilson.
One thing I thought was telling last night was they asked him about a dynasty, and he mentioned Baltimore. He knows that they're coming.
Baltimore, Houston.
Bill Bryan is still the coach.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he has competition.
But it's so many things that you have to factor. Injuries, complacency, and then everybody gets up for you. You know, so it's – it's easy to say that, but it's not like the NBA where you got pretty much the same team coming back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we got AD and we got LeBron, we got a shot.
Yeah.
If we got Kawhi and we got Paul George, we got a shot.
Like, we knew LeBron, the way Miami Bron is.
Exactly.
We knew they was going to be pretty much top tier the whole time they was
there.
The
NBA that we watched growing up, you pretty much had the same teams each year coming back each year before, you know, free agency became a thing. In the NFL, it's so much, you could turn over 30, 40% of your roster on a good team.
Yep.
So you turn that over, good luck with trying to do it again. I mean, I would have faith that Andy Reid could get him back to the playoffs, but
You can have a – remember what I told you before, Nick? You can have a dream season 1 year and have a nightmare season the next year.
Yeah,
like, they can – I wouldn't be surprised if Chiefs go 3-13 next year because, like you said, injuries and
just – complacency?
Like him dislocating his kneecap earlier this season was like –
that's what I'm saying.
We thought it was a wrap.
Anything can happen. That's what I'm saying. I mean, and they were relatively healthy for most of the year other than, you know, Mahomes getting hurt. But if Tyreek Hill goes down or Kelce goes down – or let's say Hill and Kelce go down.
Right.
That's your offense right there.
That can happen.
It can happen. So it's I would stop short of saying, but I agree with you, Nick. They've probably got a 2 or 3 year window, you know, but it's gonna be but I think we're in an NFL now where you're probably gonna see different teams each year going to the Super Bowl, which is great for fans.
Well, I would say with the Chiefs, the only good thing about their situation is that obviously Patty Mahomes just one more year, because I think that's the longest they can hold off that contract talk as far as like, let's do it one more year, run it back with this team.
Yeah, they're going to have to
break
them.
And after that, we're going to break you off regardless.
Of 40 mil.
Yeah, yep. 40, maybe even plus.
I'd ask for 45 instead of for 40.
He's the most youngest, most complete QB I've seen in a long time, probably ever. Lamar Jackson still has to develop. We talked about Houston with Bill O'Brien. That situation has to develop. The Tennessee situation, we don't even know what that's going to be. He has that luxury of, like, Brady and them, Manning's out. Like, it's just me in this whole conference.
Well,
I can dictate everything for the next couple of years until Lamar makes that next jump.
Well, we say that, but no 2 years are the same in the NFL. The thing that you have to keep in mind is that there's no rollover. You literally start over. Everybody starts from scratch. So even a team like the Browns, who were sorry this year, they might be in the mix next year. You never know. I mean, like, coming into the season, a lot of people predicted, you know, that Kansas City would be at least, you know, a contender. But there's no guarantees. It's just I would put money on it, but you just never know.
Yeah, I mean, and then you look, I mean, they were down. They could have lost any one of those games.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of those games.
They
should have lost all three, honestly.
Yeah.
You can't rely on that every year, and I don't think that would happen every year, but, you know, where are you going to find another Tyreek Hill? Where are you going to find another Kelce? Where are you going to find these weapons? And I think that's the thing. I think the thing that's going to help them, if you pay Mahomes that much money, which you have to, then you got to get creative elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And you can probably find talent, because as long as they can catch and run fast,
right,
which is what he excels at, I think they'll be fine. But
And you just never know. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. I mean, remember, they lost Kareem Hunt. Tyreek Hill had the thing with his kid at the beginning of in the summer. We didn't even know if he was going to play this season. So, you know, he was looking at jail time and all kind of stuff like that. So anything can happen, man. That is today's NFL.
I think it's an easier path for them to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Than the Niners.
That's what I'm thinking of. Because, like, the whole reason why we talk about this Patriots dynasty is because everything was set up for them to, like, if you really had a great team, you could dominate for a long time.
I would have liked to have seen the Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson AFC Championship game.
I think everybody wanted to see that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, everybody wants to see
it. Something's going to be on the table.
So let's just play devil's advocate real quick. If Baltimore had gotten to the Super Bowl, do you think Baltimore would have beaten San Francisco, even though they beat them in the regular season?
They would have.
You think San Fran would have beat Baltimore?
No, I think Baltimore would have won.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I think Baltimore could have won.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot more closer, like, as far as, like, a three-point game. Mm-hmm. But
because I got a couple of friends who are San Francisco 49ers fans, and they were relieved when Baltimore got out because they felt they told me. They said, well, that's the team they didn't want to see them. But they thought that
because that offense is like, we don't have a man to cover him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he can just bust out and that killed, like, you saw how frustrated they were with Patty Mahomes just scurrying around. Like, think about Lamar. Lamar would have probably took it to the house.
Big trust. Big trust.
They were not afraid of the Chiefs?
Not like that. Not really? Like the Ravens. Because that's now these are just three fans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
These are diehard fans.
I can understand that, though, because that's like, that's something that I'm used to if he's a passing quarterback. Exactly. You know what I mean? This guy that runs around and can pass, like, that's something that I can't account for.
Yeah.
And for them, San Francisco playing against Baltimore would have been like, you know, looking in the mirror. I mean, they had that epic battle during the season. So, but Mahomes, like you said, it's hard to account for. And he can make all the throws.
And I wanted my last question was just more like, how do y'all look at Andy Reid now? Because I know we talked about the Niners and Kyle Shanahan messing, you know, his blunders. But Andy Reid won the game, you know, and that he did what he was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. He came in with a lot of pressure, at least from the outside coming in. But I think he proved all the doubters wrong for the most part.
I'm happy for him. I think in the first half he took the necessary gambles. He played to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Going for it on fourth downs twice. He did what Kyle Shanahan didn't do. But at the end of the day, that man was down 20-10 with his quarterback having thrown two terrible interceptions. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for Kyle Shanahan, he would have lost that game. Kyle Shanahan gifted Andy Reid his first Super Bowl.
You know, I had a question like that. I didn't know. I didn't want to end it on that, but I was like, would Andy Reid have won the Super Bowl if he was playing any of the coaches in the playoffs?
I mean,
based on like how that game was going.
I guess for me, it's a little different because I like Andy Reid. We all remember a couple of years ago his son committed suicide. Yeah. So, you know, I had a, you know, special place in my heart for Andy Reid. And not only that, but Andy Reid, you know, drafted McNabb. He took Vic
pretty much
Vic
groomed
got,
him. Yeah. Took Vic took when a chance
he got
on
out
Vic.
Of jail. Yep. You know, and then he drafts, you know, Mahomes. So, you know, he believes in the brothers.
Yep.
And, you know, he's been the biggest proponent for Eric Bieniemy getting a job.
Yes, he has. I forgot about that.
He is. And, I mean, they asked him during Super Bowl. He's like, look, I want to keep him here. He's like, but the reality is he should be on somebody's team. He should be the head guy.
That's good.
You know, he
That's
gets – and, you know, you – Andy Reid gets all the credit, but a lot of what we saw as far as the game plan and everything, the plays being called, was Eric Bieniemy. So, I'm happy for him. I did Shanahan kind of give it to him? Yeah, but, I mean, at the end of the day, 20 years, nobody's going to care about that.
Nope.
They'll say Andy Reid, Super Bowl champion. So, I'm happy for him.
40-0.
Yeah.
In fourth quarters and overtime. 40-0, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Is that more about Andy, that Chiefs offense, or is that just like Kyle? Again, is that Kyle Shanahan? Because at this point, it's getting to that.
What did I tell you, Nick?
I understand, but at the same time,
I told you this in September.
Everything's going back to that, though. And I'm trying to figure out a way to give Kyle, like Andy Reid, his flowers now. And
He got the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he got
the
Super Bowl.
He got it.
But like, some people's going to be. I feel like people will say, like, or you could say the same thing like when John Gruden won that team with the Bucks. Like that's Tony Dungy's team.
He won it. Like Ken said, Philadelphia fans will tell you he was highly scrutinized for, you know, being too conservative. He would have been the one that wouldn't have went for it on fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing too, you got to go back when when the 49ers kicked the field goal, they had a 4th-and-2. You got the best running you have the second best running game in the NFL. It's 4th-and-2. Why not go
run
for it?
Run that bad boy, yeah.
Run it.
Run that bad boy down their throats.
But you're playing conservative. And then you
scared.
You're playing scared. And then eventually you turn it over to
soft words.
Yeah, you're right. He's scared. Like I said, scared money don't make none. And you turn it over to Jimmy Garoppolo, a guy who you didn't trust in the first half. You haven't trusted him. And so, Shanahan blew this. And I feel for 49ers fans because this is what you have. And this is who he is. And he's proven that this is who he is.
Yep.
The bigger the moment, the smaller he gets.
That's a bittersweet kind of coach. Like, I can take you to the Super Bowl, but I'm not going to win you. Like, I can't win it for
you. You know what? And I think they have to wonder about that. This is going to, you know, and I said this in the chat. And funny enough, I saw Stephen A. say the same thing. This is going to linger.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Bosa was, and another reason why I didn't know he was a MAGA guy. I didn't know he was a red hat. I guess I just found that out thanks to Manny.
Me too.
Shout out to Manny and the Giving
Jamel Sunday. Yeah. I've been reading Jamel Hill's tweets, and she's been coming at him too.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Me neither.
So I'll take that too. Not only did a black man win, they stopped this white man that supports Trump from going to the office. Yeah, this is a sports show, but I'm getting political today.
They were saying the curse of Kaepernick. That's what it is.
You're going to do right by me. They kept showing the color purple Kaepernick. You're going to do right by me. But, until you do right by me.
But Sherman has been down this road before, man. Like, we saw the picture of him with his face in the ground after he couldn't stop Damian Williams. Everybody on this sideline know that their way to win is running the ball.
That's it.
The same thing we're saying about Jimmy G and how they win, they're having the same conversation. Mm-hmm. When they get around their boys, what they going to say? Man, what's up with old boy? Why ain't running the ball?
I know the role, too. Yeah. Sherman, Cam Chancellor.
All the
Legion of Boom. They're like, bro, again?
Man, they'll be 70 years old talking about why we didn't give it to Beast Mode.
Yep.
I mean, it that's what it is. And it's like, nah, Shanahan, that's who he is, man.
And if you're a Niners fan and you have, you can look at the Atlanta Super Bowl and say maybe that was a fluke and that was just a bad call if you wanted to. But now it's happened twice. So now it becomes more evidence against you. And you have to start questioning if you're a Niners fan, your coach. You probably have some concerns about Jimmy G, but at the end of the day, all of them are married together now.
Mm-hmm.
He brought John Lynch there. Kyle Shanahan?
No. Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, he was hired first, and then Lynch came on as the GM afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Jimmy didn't even hire him, so now it's really kind of his show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. Like, it doesn't – this was their best shot.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, he had we thought Dan Marino had multiple shots.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's probably the young quarterback that he reminds me of.
Dan Marino.
Marino, yeah. Because Marino was cold.
And that was the worst. How was your Super Bowl winning performance, MVP performance, your worst game of your career? Like, that to me, that says, like, I don't think he's going to have a dynasty, but, like, obviously, thinking about, like, what he – at 24
– I mean, he didn't play his best – he didn't play his best game, but he made the plays that he had to make.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
it's
did.
Like, it's
he
like,
did. But I'm just saying, like, that's his worst. Like, what if he was really on? Like, they could have won it, by three touchdowns.
If he was on, it would have been a problem.
Yeah.
It would have – I mean, they would have had a hard time because they just – And you could see it in something you talked about, I think, on one of the podcasts. You said you pay attention to body language.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, when that momentum started shifting, boy,
the body language. You start seeing the body language.
Heads start dropping.
Yep.
Dudes start looking tired.
Yep.
you start seeing guys bent over, guys coming out of the game and stuff. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. You see them on the side. Just like, they were talking about Tyrann Mathieu going off on his teammates.
Yeah.
He was mad because – they were down, and somebody needed to do something. But and I think Mahomes was trying to – he was kind of pressing a little bit, but
– Oh, I mean, Mahomes was throwing the ball low. He was throwing behind – he looked like Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was – that's what I mean. Like, that was his worst
Did you see what Skip said about the second interception? He said that there's a camera angle that shows – he said Patrick – now, Skip's a hater. He said that Patrick Mahomes was trying to, throw a no-look pass because it looks like his head is looking this way and – the ball is going that way, and that's why he threw it behind him. Again, it's Skip just hating.
He wouldn't do that. Yeah. I went back and listened to who picked who to win the Super Bowl, and apparently all the Fox networks picked the Niners.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, nobody – even Shannon turned on
Shannon,
the brother.
Yeah. Shannon was he had picked
That's because they just keep – they when you keep talking about it, you end up trying to change your own mind.
Yeah.
That's what I was like.
Shannon I think in Shannon's case, he didn't want to deal with Skip.
Mm.
So he's going to take the easy way out, but like, oh, yeah, the Niners are going to win. So that way, if the Niners did win, he won't have to deal with Skip throwing it back in his face. I think that's what it was. Because there's no way you praise this man all the way he does.
Exactly.
Coonishly, and then to go back on that. So, but But nevertheless, man, I think this is going to have a lasting impact. If they come out next year and they start losing games, if Jimmy shows no sign of improvement, if the offense, if they're not putting numbers on the board, they averaged 28 points this year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good balance of offense, defense, running the ball, Jimmy making throws in key situations. If they can't show they can be a Jimmy-led team, that's going to be a problem. Now, they paid the man early. They can get out of the contract. Your criticism was, what has he done to deserve the contract? you know, get into the Super Bowl, maybe validation, but losing it is
because he could have won it.
He could have won.
That's the thing about he again with all the Kyle Shanahan stuff. Kyle Shanahan did give him some plays to be like, all right, bro, if you were that bad dude, though.
They were bad calls.
The Emmanuel Sanders one. Patty Mahomes is making that pass.
He's making that pass. Yeah, yeah.
But then that goes back to what Ken talked about earlier that I was talking about, rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't thrown deep all night long. And the one time when you need him to go deep and he actually has somebody wide open, he overthrows him.
Yep. The only deep pass he – and the other interesting stat was the only – well, real quick, the only deep pass he hit was the Kittle's play.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Like, it was right on the money. But when I was watching that game and I was telling, my family, I was like, they put a stat up, chunk plays, 10-plus yards. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw that. The Niners had way more than the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, they dominated that game for three quarters. Like 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And one or two calls blew the game. I'm happy. I am so ecstatic because I didn't want that brother. You guys know I did not want Kyle Shanahan to win.
Yeah, I know.
But I still could not. Like, I can't get these games out of my head when these certain plays and things happen. And I think about, like, situational football, which is what people preach about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking about, like, how do you do that? Like, how do you make those goals? How do you get away from who you are as a team?
Get cute.
You double down.
A lot of coaches do that. And the thing that's sad is that you just never know. I mean, history will show. Look at what happened to the Panthers. They got to the Super Bowl. What happened?
That's what Q told me. He was getting Cam Newton vibes.
Look at the Panthers. Then the Falcons get there. Then the Rams get there. The loser of the Super Bowl has a history of.
Yeah. I'll give you one. I'll give you another one. Especially in the second half, I was like, the Chiefs ain't taking a shot down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I was screaming. I said, they gotta back them boys up. They gotta threaten them. They gotta get hit. And they gotta feel the punch, and my thing was, where's the shot? Where's the shot? Where's the shot? And it was like 3rd and 15. They finally took the shot because the 49ers were playing their brand of football outside of the pass plays that he called, running the ball defense. The Chiefs, they kind of capitulated to that. We're gonna take what they give us. Mm-hmm, we're gonna take what they give us. They were executing, but when they get there, they kick field goal here, kick field goal there. Or they'll get a stop. Patrick Mahomes started turning the fucking ball over. He said on that first interception, he tried to make a perfect pass instead of just playing football. Right. They were doing what the Niners wanted them to do. We're going to keep everything in front, and we're going to get pressure with the front four, which many didn't think they were going to be able to do, but mm-hmm. they did.
They did.
And Bosa was a monster.
Yeah, he was.
Boy.
And once they got back to doing what they do,
yep.
21 points.
Yeah, but even that play, it's called 23 Jet Chip Wasp. Tyreek Hill is in the middle of the slot. He's running a post corner, but when he runs then and then a cover three, so you got the safety getting back and both corners getting back. He runs the post, and when he breaks on the post, you can see the safety starts taking off. He opens up his hips and he starts taking off like, I got to get because it's Tyreek Hill, right? Mm-hmm. When he hit the corner, the safety was lost. And so you see he has to actually, because Mahomes got hit when he threw it,
yeah.
He had to actually wait on the ball. If he doesn't have to wait on the ball, Tyreek Hill scores.
Yeah, exactly.
And that play changed everything.
Well, because that was that play also was what the 49ers got an interception with Green Bay with that play.
Mm-hmm.
Except that obviously Tyreek did instead of going out, the play was going to go in. So that's where the safety could get the interception. But if he went out, that whole area is wide open.
The post corner, if you play football, you understand the post corner is the most indefensible play. Pass route you can run if you run it right.
Yeah, especially if the DB is expecting you to go one way,
because he sold it when you see the end zone angle. Hill sold the post, so the safety was like, oh shit, let me get out of here. So he starts running, and when he hit the corner, it was a wrap, and that play changed everything. And they just, it was a snowball effect. And then I think what happened with San Francisco, they were like, oh, here they come, and you could just tell they got tense. And again, it goes back to Shanahan, mm-hmm. just the play calling. You just. They 21, lost it from
21 points 21 in the fourth quarter.
Unanswered in 6 minutes. Quarter.
Yeah. That's
in 6 crazy. Minutes. That doesn't happen in football.
No.
We got Shelton from the Black Korea Podcast joining us.
What up, Shelton? What's good?
A little miscommunication FIFO came, don't know his numbers. So he thought six was 7:30 for some reason. Mm-hmm. But he's here. FIFO is actually on the way. He should be pulling up any minute now.
We'll be back after this.
Tired of crowded grocery stores? Thrive Market is here for you, offering everything from healthy snacks to organic wine. Thrive Market brings you food as it should be, real ingredients, environmentally friendly, and delicious. Thrive wants to make healthy living easy for you, so they're offering a free trial and 25% off your first order by going to bit.ly/saveonthrive. That's bit.ly/saveonthrive.
Hello, everybody. This is Macaulay Culkin from the Bunniest Podcast. That's right, the Macaulay Culkin from the Bunniest Podcast. Isn't that amazing? I've actually been told when I do ads that I should bring up my name and the name of my podcast, the Bunniest Podcast with Macaulay Culkin, as many times as I possibly can. Yeah, so check out my podcast. It's actually pretty funny. Wait, what's the name of it again? What's my name again? Yeah, whatever. Enjoy. Now go back to whatever you're listening to. Sorry I interrupted you.
Break.
What's Gucci, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Huey Revolution.
This your boy Ramil.
Along with Nemo the Zeus.
And we are the Low Mid Podcast underneath the Dead End Hip Hop Podcast Network.
If you want some funny ass conversations and dialogue from a young black male perspective, this is your fucking place to be.
You dig? We talk about anything and everything from polyamorous relationships to the deepest depths of outer space.
And don't forget the album reviews and the top three lists.
You dig? And we have some up and coming artists as far as rappers, actors come on the show from time to time. So you'll get to hear a wide range of perspectives on everything.
Long story short, if you are a human being, you need to be listening to our fucking podcast.
You dig?
Yep. Where's your uncle?
Back to your schedule program.
Fuck you talking about?
Shanahan had guys open for Jimmy G. He just couldn't hit them because he's an average QB. He called great plays. I disagree. I don't think he called great plays. And the play action was there all night. He ran the ball, mostly got like 12 carries. We didn't see Tevin Coleman. We didn't see Debo Samuel
after that
anymore.
First half.
Anymore. That
you got to go with what got you there.
That's it. And they need, of course, somebody else said the play calls were good. Jimmy G just couldn't execute.
He rushed 22 times this game.
I just don't think the play calls were good.
22 rushes.
What was the biggest thing that you saw that stood out to you?
That was it. It seemed like they got tight and they choked in the end. What I mean by that is, like you said, they went away from the run. Which is what got them there. That's what they're known for. Defense ball control. I saw earlier today saying they had success with the play action pass. They were like 12 out of 13 on play action pass plays, which was good. But like I said, when they were up, what were they up? 10?
Yeah.
10 with 6 minutes left. Let's run the ball down their throat. Like, stop us. Let's keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands. But let's do we're still playing a game.
Do you think that Kyle Shanahan was thinking like 10 is not enough?
He probably was, especially with that offense. You've seen Kansas City do it all playoffs all year. Mm-hmm. I mean, 21 for the average team is nothing. But for KC, that's something that they can do in their sleep. But once again, I think that what had been working was the run. KC can't stop the run like that. So let's run it down their throat. They got the three-headed monster, them running backs. Give the ball to Mostert and let him do what he do. Mm-hmm. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, I mean, they were averaging 6.4 yards per carry.
Right.
Conventional wisdom tells you, I mean, you don't have to be a scientist to figure out that if you run the ball twice, you're getting first downs. Mm-hmm. And, the most demoralizing thing to a defense is to be able to run on them, particularly late in the game, and keep them on the field. And the longer you keep them on the field, the longer Mahomes is on the sidelines.
That's it.
Kansas City won the time of possession. Kansas City actually ran the ball a whole lot more than they thought that they would. And to your point, Williams had a great game. I mean, you can make a case for him for MVP.
Because, like, that last touchdown where he just – the 49ers tired. Defense was dead tired. Right. Especially that hole was just huge. And then, two, it's just like after – once you see that as a defense, it's like, all right, it's over.
Oh, it's a wrap. I mean, because that point, it's a minute, 10 left, and you're down by, 11? You ain't coming back from that.
I think 10 was enough because I think at that point – I say 10 is enough after that interception because it was, 9-something minutes. So if you run the ball, 6.4 yards a carry, you chew up a lot of clock, and the Chiefs run out of room to score. Mm-hmm. So, and you may get a field goal.
Right.
You may get a touchdown. You don't know what's going to happen. So I think when they got that interception, 10 was enough.
Yes.
When they didn't take, when they only took a minute and 30 seconds off the clock, 10's not enough then.
Right. That interception, I thought was the end. I thought that was the end of it.
The Tyreek Hill tip interception.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's it. I was like, you know, they had a great season. I'd already started congratulating them. Yeah, I was like, man, much respect to them for getting there.
I was getting my arguments ready, like, all right, yeah, let me try to say something positive to my homes, because mm-hmm. I know I'm probably gonna be the only one.
Yep. Yeah, but
they had it, and I mean, like, it'll go back to what we talked about as far as like in the first half. Stuff like that, those are points that you leave off the board that mm-hmm. come back. It looms mm-hmm. so large later in the game. Like, you just can't do that. And against a team with a high-powered offense, I mean, they had to know that 20 points weren't going to be enough. Because there hadn't been much that we saw from Kansas City that would lead us to believe that that was going to be the case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, had Mahomes been playing bad, he wasn't playing well, but all it took was one pass. That was the igniter. And then, you know, Shanahan choked, and his defense was gassed.
Yeah.
Yes. It's hard to keep up that track team for four quarters.
It is. I mean, think about it. If Mahomes is moving around in the pocket, mm-hmm. and I thought they did a pretty good job of kind of keeping him in the pocket, but once he started getting outside the pocket, even guys like Bosa and the other guy on the defensive end, it's tiresome because you have to come – you chase him around for one play on first down. He throws a 10-yard pass. You got to come back. You know he's passing because they're down 10. Mm-hmm. So you got to come back. So now you're asking your DBs to cover these track stars for 7-8 seconds. It's impossible.
They called them the Legion of Zoom.
Yeah. Mahomes was fantastic, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was.
The only question I got left is, did y'all enjoy the halftime show?
Hell no.
I didn't watch that.
I skipped it.
You skipped it?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't seen a halftime show in years.
It wasn't that bad. As far I had no expectations going in, so I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm about to see. But it wasn't that bad. Like,
you know you got J-Lo albums, man.
Nah, I know J-Lo songs. I ain't going to hold you.
It was J-Lo and who else?
Shakira.
Shakira. Oh, okay, yeah.
It wasn't.
You didn't get them albums.
I said it was whack.
I was looking for basketball.
But, you know, I got jumped on Twitter for saying it because they were glowingly talking about it, but it's Twitter. They feel like sometimes they can't be. They're going to be one way or the other.
Yeah.
But.
They should have brought Jay-Z out there.
He declined. You know, he was supposed to be. I saw somewhere, I don't know how true it is, but I saw he was supposed to be on the halftime show, but
they declined. They asked him to. But they asked him, from what I read, they asked him, and they also wanted him to bring Rihanna and Kanye.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was the first Super Bowl. Yeah, you're talking about that one.
Yo,
yeah.
I saw this one.
It was this one?
Yeah, that was.
At least that's what I read.
Nah, that was for the first when he turned
down. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's what that was for. But I was reading the room. Forget what I, you know, because I have my own thoughts and feelings about everything or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't necessarily going to go by how I felt about the mm-hmm. Super Bowl. So I said, I'm going to read the room. And I put in the chat and I told y'all that I said, man, it was silent where I was at. And it's a black household. I know you said it was for the Latinas. And I'm like, all right, cool. But either way, it was silent. They laughed when she did the little Arabian thing.
Oh, yeah, the little that yelling.
They felt that I mean, you know, I think J-Lo did what she needed to do in order to put on a show.
At 50.
Yeah, so she did the little pole thing from Hustlers and shit like that. So I think people that are fans of her, they're going to get what they wanted to get out of it. I think for people that are not, that are just casual fans that don't know much about J-Lo or whatever, or just know the name or don't care much for her music, they're going to be like, eh. And that's how it was where I was at.
Okay.
Nobody was moved by it at all.
We got to wrap up, but FIFO, joining us.
Yeah, man, late as hell. Ken gave me the wrong time.
I did not give you the wrong time. Check the.
You said, no, you corrected it. I glanced over the correction, okay. But originally you said 7.
All right.
Yeah, originally you said 7, though, for the record.
It's my fault. You can read.
Whatever.
He told me 7 too, so
I was like, man, I'm gonna be on time today. I went by what he told me originally.
It's all good.
So what you think about the game, man?
Man, it's kind of to a degree what we thought. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I thought that both teams was gonna score over 30. I said it was gonna be somewhat of a shootout. San Fran, it felt like they controlled a lot of the momentum for the majority of the game. But what's interesting, I was telling Shelton this a little bit, was that it felt like Kansas City was the one that finally was able to to gain that momentum and broke down San Fran. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like. You know what I'm saying? Which was very interesting because I thought the dynamic was going to be the other way around. Yeah, right. You know, where maybe Kansas City, they stop starting slow. Mm-hmm. They get out to that lead. And then San Fran, you know what I'm saying? They just wear them down with the pass rush, with the run. But I thought it was a very good game. What's interesting is I was never worried about Kansas City. I was watching this game, and it's like, man.
Even after the second pick?
I was worried.
I was done after the second pick. After that second pick, I was like, they losing this.
Yeah. I wasn't at the point where I'm saying that they're losing it, but I'm at the point where it's like, okay, no, you can't have no other mistakes. Like, mm-hmm. from this point forward, we got to play Kansas City football. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't worried even after that second interception. But it was a good game. I think, you know, a little bit in the chat I was saying that Kyle Shanahan didn't necessarily call a bad game. I definitely think he could have ran the ball more, especially with having a 20-10 lead. Even the 20-17 lead. You know what I'm saying? He could have ran it more. However, the plays that were called were good plays. Mm. Jimmy G didn't execute.
Even at second and five?
What was the second and five?
The second and five, they had a lead, and they called a pass play. It's second and five. You don't throw the ball on second and five.
I don't remember what transpired.
It got batted at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, there were a couple of plays that he called that were batted down. The Chiefs made good defensive plays.
Exactly.
Jimmy did miss.
And then followed by the third and five where he threw it in the flats and Kittle was wide open, but I don't know who he was throwing.
Exactly. So again, to me, some of those play calls, okay, yeah, maybe he was a little bit pass happy because I want to say Jimmy G threw 30-plus attempts.
31.
Right, and then they only had 22 run attempts. And they were the one team that had six carries per.
Yeah, they averaged 6 yards a carry.
And they ran it the least out of any team in the Super Bowl that averaged that amount. So I get
That's
it.
Shanahan.
And I get it.
Yeah,
but the joint to Emmanuel Sanders, you gotta make that play.
No, he gotta make that. Okay, I'm sorry. He does.
You gotta make that play.
So you
put that on Jimmy. Right?
Yeah, I put that on Jimmy. That's not Kyle Shanahan. Okay. That's a damn great play call.
But
because if he makes it, then we talking completely different right now.
But at the same time, if you only give your quarterback that only opportunity to succeed, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I pointed out earlier to what he's saying is that in the two games where they ran the ball and threw it like eight times,
mm-hmm.
or he had eight completions, I went to something that Kyle says about sitting out that last game. Football is about rhythm and timing. He didn't have enough passing plays to get into a rhythm in those two games to come in this game to throw the ball 31 times.
Hey, look, when you get paid what they get paid to play quarterback, you you're the guy.
He doesn't have that much talent. He doesn't have Patrick Mahomes' elite talent. Patrick can do that shit.
No, I feel you.
Can't do that shit.
No, 100% Patrick Mahomes is on a whole different level. I told y'all that the moment I laid eyes on the man. I told y'all that. But for Jimmy G, he's got to be able to go in there and make those plays. And going to what you're saying, Nick, the fact is that wasn't the only moment that he had. He had to carry the tight end lane. Little
George Kittle.
I always want to say little. But George Kittle, he had him. He didn't make that play.
Okay.
He had other opportunities to make plays as a quarterback, as a Super Bowl quarterback, as a top 10 quarterback, right? As I said before the Super Bowl, he was top 10 in almost every statistical category, correct? He's a top 10 quarterback. You got to make that play. You make too much of that money. Look, when it comes down to
it. He's a low-grade Kirk Cousins.
Doesn't matter. You got to make that play.
Kirk Cousins don't make that play.
Kirk Cousins might make that play.
Dak don't make that play.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins might.
Well, you know how
he gets paid on that level, that but he's not. He's not average.
And Dak will make that play. Chill out.
I don't know if Dak is making that play.
Dak,
it depends.
You know, Dak might make
Dak
it.
Dak will make it.
Week three of the season, yeah. Playoffs, I don't know.
I'm gonna bet on Black.
I don't know about the playoffs.
Dak ain't making it to the playoffs.
But either way, like that's not the only opportunity that they had to kind of distance themselves or seal the game. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy G got to make those plays. And we've seen him make those plays. So it's not like this is brand new. It's not like, you know, he's really not Trent Dilfer. He's better than Trent.
No, he is. And look.
That ain't saying much, though.
Yeah, is he?
Much. That's like saying.
He is.
Is he?
Come on,
he
man.
Is. He is, but not.
Like
how Shanahan fucked this up, y'all.
Yeah, he blew it.
Look, I'll put it to you like this. I feel like San Fran more so lost it than Kansas City winning it.
So then how do you feel about Andy Reid?
What do you mean how I feel
As far
about
as, like, with that statement in your mind now, mm-hmm. just saying that, how do you look at Andy Reid and how, like, what is the takeaway from him and his performance in the Super Bowl?
In this particular, this game?
Yes.
Yes.
He studied the course. They did what they've done all playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said I wasn't worried. I no wasn't. Panic. 10 points, bro? No 10 panic. Points? And what did I tell you against Tennessee? It didn't matter if Tennessee had the majority of the time possession, which I know the 49ers probably did.
Because they score quick.
They score quick.
21 yeah. points in 6 minutes.
In 6 minutes. And it's one of those things. That's why I call them the Golden State of the NFL. Because it, how many times we watch Golden State games?
You were making that comparison before anybody, because I've heard that a lot today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How many times did we watch Golden State and I'd be like, you better have that team down 30. Yeah. Because 20 ain't shit.
Nope.
We've seen it. 20 points to Golden State ain't nothing. 10 points for Kansas. 20 points for Kansas City ain't nothing, bro. It's a matter of two or three possessions. All they got to do is get a couple of third downs, and it's a wrap. They're going to score.
My only thing was momentum, though. I felt like San Francisco had all the momentum. Every break was going their way. I just thought it was going to be too much. I really, really did. Like I said, I thought they were going to run it down their throat in the end. I just really thought, like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to run right at you. You know we're about to run at you. Stop us. And I didn't think that Kansas City
That was on Shanahan. Shanahan went back to being who he is.
Right.
He's not, and I said it from day one, he's not a guy who the bigger the moment gets, the smaller he gets.
Yes.
And he coaches. And it's not just but what he know. Did in the Super Bowl. That's been his career in D.C. Since he's been in the pros.
Garoppolo's a reflection of that, too, because when pressure's on, he's not a good quarterback whatsoever.
Well, the thing is, you have to instill the confidence into your players. And I talked about it before you came on. The sequence before the first in the end of the first half, you can't have that. There's no other NFL coach that will take the ball from your starting quarterback. If you've got a minute and 45 seconds left and three timeouts, you call a timeout.
That's a two-minute drill.
It's a two-minute drill. You run a two-minute drill. You, at the very least, you know that you're getting a field goal. There's no way that Tom Brady, Drew Brees, whoever you want to name.
All of them. They're going to get points.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to get points because that is – and what you do as a defense, you say, okay, we need to hold them to three.
Yeah.
And that's it. But, I mean – they sat on the ball, and yeah, he gets the pass to Kittle, but it comes back for offensive pass interference.
Right.
Yeah. They left points on the field, and that stuff always – all of that stuff looms big the bigger the game is.
Because you know what happens? Narrative and everything you've talked about for the last 2 weeks about Jimmy G creeps in because your coach told you that what people were saying about it is true.
Yes.
And that what you're saying to counter it is nothing but lip service. You can't go a regular season doing everything you needed to do and then get scared in the playoffs.
Right.
He got scared in the playoffs. He trusted Jimmy in the regular season, so all of a sudden you wanna
Did he trust him in the regular season?
I think so.
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Look,
he had 7 game winning drives.
So here's the thing, right? Like, I feel that for 90% of that game, Kyle Shanahan's play calling was 100% on point.
I won't say 90%.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
I'll give you 60.
So what do y'all feel? So y'all don't feel like the first half was called very well?
I'm talking about the second half. Second half is not way more than 90.
Was called well until he started passing.
Well,
Where was Debo Samuel the rest of the game? So in the end,
I definitely think that you run to protect that lead. And you have the defense, right? So, like, even if, like, you don't convert, you stall out, you still have supreme confidence in that defense to at least hold them to three. Mm-hmm. If any head coach has confidence in the defense against Kansas City, it's going to be Kyle Shanahan. It's going to be San Francisco, right? So I get that. He should have ran toward the end to preserve the lead. I give you that. I'm not going to argue that. But even though he came out and he did a lot of play action, think about what everybody's thinking. What did they just see? That Titans game. You know what I'm saying? The Green Bay game, where all San Fran is doing is running it. Stop us.
That's what you
So everybody, Kansas City's anticipating that.
But they couldn't stop it, though.
They couldn't stop it.
You just made Clark said
your,
it.
Your first point was they got 6 yards per carry. After that point.
But y'all are acting like Jimmy G at one point was like 15 out of 17 for like almost 200 yards.
And in
yards.
The fourth quarter, Spaz started bringing pressure.
In the fourth quarter, he was
and he got tight.
3 for 11 for 36
yards. And that's why I'm saying at that point in time, Kyle Shanahan should have ran. But the beginning, the first 3.5 quarters, bruh, Kyle Shanahan called a hell of a game.
So let's wrap this up. Y'all last thoughts on this Super Bowl, because my thought on this is it proves that Jimmy G ain't shit. So that's all I want to say.
Better than Dak.
All right, we'll see.
Get to the playoffs, bro.
Get
to the playoffs first. You can't get to the Super Bowl unless you.
Super Bowl once.
Who?
Dak.
No, he ain't been to the Super Bowl. He been to the playoffs.
I mean, the playoffs, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a playoff game. Huh? Playoffs, right? Yeah, he wanted to.
He's 1-2 in the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Still whack, though. He ain't better than Jimmy.
Oh, who? Dak? Oh, no.
Wait, what are y'all last thoughts?
No, sir.
Let's wrap this up. Of the Super Bowl.
You play to win the game. Herm Edwards said it best. And you gotta play to win that game. Like I said, and the way you win it is, I don't consider them running it to be conservative. I consider it doing what, you know, staying par of the course. Mm-hmm. Stop us. So that's mine. Plus, you give your defense a chance to rest a little bit more, too.
You're going to go to B. I just want to say one quick thing to FIFO about the whole running thing, the 6.4 yards. If Frank Clark comes out and tells you that run defense is complex, we couldn't stop it, I'm glad they stopped running it. That tells me that the whole defense felt the same way. Mm-hmm. And that when he did that, he just basically gave them the Super Bowl. These are guys on the field. This man said it, literally said it after the Super Bowl, that it was complex and we couldn't stop it. It felt like they were getting 10 yards of carry.
And I didn't say, and what did I say? That's where Kyle Shanahan messed up, that he should have ran the ball to win the game. I didn't say nothing different than that. What y'all saying? I agree with that. But at the end of the day, Kyle Shanahan, for the majority of the game, for better than 50% of the game, called an excellent game. He should have ran to win the game. Because to Shelton's point, right, like, and I said this weeks ago, right, when we talk about playoffs, we talk about it's do or die, mm-hmm. ain't no tomorrow. It's all about who's going to impose their will.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what is San Fran known for? Defense first, running second.
Yes.
And what did they were passing the ball down the stretch where they should have ran because that is their identity.
Okay.
So that's all I'm saying. But and I give Kyle Shanahan a lot of the blame, but he's not the only one, and neither is Jimmy G. Jimmy G's not the only one either. He missed big plays. Again, he makes that play to Emmanuel. We're talking different.
Yeah, it's a whole other ball game.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but if it was
we're drinking at that point.
No, I feel you.
No, but that was
he was drinking last night, wasn't he?
If he make that play, who's to say that Patrick Mahomes don't march right back down the field and score?
And I'm not saying that, but who's to say that San Fran don't hold him just to three?
I'm just saying. If we doing this, I feel you.
I
can pour up too.
Hey, but look, but who called Kansas City for the playoff? For the Super Bowl. Oh, I'll wait.
Well, I'll say this. Somebody on this podcast.
Early in the season?
Yeah.
Somebody on this podcast said that Shanahan wasn't who you thought he was. Somebody said it.
Mm-hmm.
And he proved to be who he was. And so, you know, I think this game pretty much sums it up. That's what he did. And, I mean, Andy Reid gets his first win. Mahomes beat the Madden Jinx, I guess.
I post a poll about that. About is Mahomes the first Madden cover to win a Super Bowl? And someone said Gronk was.
Yeah,
2017.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I forgot about that.
But
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, he was. He did.
Was on the cover. Okay, they said 2017. He was on the cover.
But it's a great. Now we get ready for next year, and there's no telling who's gonna win next year.
I can tell you who the favorites are.
Well, the favorites can be who they want to be, but
Baltimore, Kansas City. But who are you picking?
Kansas City.
Okay.
To repeat?
I'm not picking Kansas City to repeat.
Your last thoughts.
Congratulations to Andy Reid. I'm happy, like Ken said. I'm happy he giving brothers a chance. He's pushing for black assistant coaches and coordinators to get a chance to head coach. So shout out to Andy Reid. Mahomes, first player in NFL history to under the age of 25 to win an MVP and a Super Bowl before he hit 25. First time in history, so I didn't even know that. So yeah, I mean, you know, shout out to Andy Reid and company. Shanahan, I should listen to Kyle. I should listen to 12 Kyle before. Trusted his judgment on Shanahan because I didn't think he was going to choke this game like this. But yeah,
the stench don't go away. They're gonna feel it.
Yeah.
We've seen recent history. You know, you just don't bounce back. The Falcons haven't been the same since they blew that lead.
And Richard Sherman, if you listening, do what Charles Woodson did. Go to safety. Charles Woodson, he was a shutdown corner.
He had to go to
safety.
Yeah.
So it was Rod Woodson. That was one of my, it just hurt me to see it.
Because you, the way he was running, you could just tell.
He got old. Hey, he got old on that play. Yeah.
It reminded me of.
But you know what he said? You know where he got that from? He said he saw Devontae Adams run the same route against him. Mm-hmm. The hard outside release and then get inside and get on top of him. He said he did the same thing. He said that's where he got it from.
It reminded me of the rise and fall of Ike Taylor for the Steelers.
That's what it reminded me.
Well, Ike is getting burned left and right.
Yeah, my only thoughts and takeaways of that was like we may be witnessing probably the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, relax. To do all it's a hot, you know,
don't be a prisoner of the moment. Relax.
Please, I'm so tired of that.
I'm just saying, like,
do you mean you tired? And what, Kyle, what are you talking about?
Such hyperbole,
it's,
man.
You have to do, and I mean, I hate to keep going back to Brady, but the level of consistency that they had, we're not going to see that.
What are you talking about, the level of consistency?
I'm sorry, as far as going back to back each year and all that stuff like that. And I mean, of course, they cheated the whole nine. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying this could be the start of seeing
be,
that.
But it so. Could be. Let's pump our brakes.
I'm just doing things I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get into a whole. We can get into a
whole. Now, if he wins it next year.
Yeah, if he wins it next year. Yeah.
I think he would be.
Because I know this is another conversation, but that's what my main takeaway is. I just want to go to Cam.
You come with the hot take. Ooh, where you come with the hot take?
He's not alone, and it's just like.
He's not, because he's right.
We have to wait and see. We have to give him time to do it. Do y'all know Brady threw for 145 yards and one touchdown in his first Super Bowl win?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Game manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and in this last one, he didn't score a touchdown.
I think
no touchdowns, one interception.
Mm-hmm. I love everything that Mahomes is doing. I love that he's a brother. I got the result that I wanted: a black man winning the Super Bowl, third black man to win the Super Bowl in NFL history. Mm-hmm. He did it running the ball. He did it throwing the ball. He was electrifying. He did it under adversity. He did it in a myriad of ways. So I'm satisfied. I guess we're just doing the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Kyle Shanahan got what he deserved, and I'm so thankful. I slept so good last night. I really did, man. I slept well. But he showed me that he's a very arrogant, and you said it, smug guy.
Very smug.
Very smug. And that's why they lost that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to show everybody that he was the smartest guy in the room on the field. And he choked it away. When you have a guy like that on the other side of the field that can go to another level, you can't give them shots.
No.
You cannot. You cannot risk it, because his talent can supersede everything else on the field. And he just need one moment to do it. Mm-hmm. And he did it. So it was a great Super Bowl. It was entertaining. Everybody was thrilled. Everybody was cheering for Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it, man. And I loved it. And everybody was also rooting against Kyle Shanahan. So
and it felt good not to have the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was great. And I guess we'll come back next week and kind of recap, you know, our takes for the year. And then we'll move on to basketball. But man, it's a great way to kick off 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Black History Month.
And it's a great way to kick off Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, man, we're going to get out of here. Kyle, thank you for coming through. Shelton, always, man, appreciate you through. We got to go do frames per second now. That's why we're sort of rushing to get out of here. Make sure you guys subscribe and check that out. Since it is Black History Month, and since I got a lot of you watching right now, we're going to discuss black movies and review them. We're all going to pick one and discuss it on the show as a way to just kind of celebrate the month. So we would love to have you guys on board to listen to that if you're interested. And you should be. Don't be like that, y'all.
Also, all next week we're going to talk about NBA stuff. We're going to talk about the All-Star selections and who got snubbed.
And that list. Yeah, go ahead. Tell them what the list is.
The list that we're going to pick our favorite players from each team. It can be all time, right?
I didn't see any requirements.
Okay, so I'm just I say all time. Yeah. So we're going to pick our favorite players from each team
of all time.
Yeah, free. Your favorite. You don't have to be your best, but the best, but your favorite player from each team.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for us, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
5,000. Hey.